Welcome to episode 1165 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. What can we learn from reflecting on Jesus' emotions? This is a question we are exploring in our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. Thanks for joining us. Contentment is a rare and beautiful thing. In a world of striving, stress, and storms, peace often feels like a distant dream. Yet in the life of Jesus, we find a profound and unshakable calm. Whether facing physical storms on the Sea of Galilee, confrontations with political and religious authorities, or the agony of Gethsemane, Jesus displayed a deep inner rest. It was not the product of comfort or ease. It was grounded in unfaltering trust in his Father. To go deeper with Jesus means to study not only his teachings, but his temperament. How did he remain content when everything around him was in chaos? How could he sleep through a storm, speak with calm to a violent ruler, and surrender in the garden without resistance? The answer lies in his intimate communion with the Father and his confidence in God's will. In Matthew 8, we find Jesus and his disciples in a boat crossing the Sea of Galilee. A sudden and violent storm arises. The waves crash over the sides. The disciples panic, convinced they are about to die. Meanwhile, Jesus is asleep. This detail is astonishing. As water threatens to swamp the boat, Jesus rests. His peace is not ignorance. It is intentional trust. The disciples wake him with desperation. Lord, save us. We are perishing. Jesus rises and rebukes the wind and the waves.
Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?
In Mark 4, verse 39, we read that Jesus speaks to the sea.
Peace, be still.
Then the sea becomes calm. This moment reveals Jesus' unshakable contentment in the midst of chaos. His peace is not circumstantial. It comes from his awareness of who he is, who his Father is, and the sovereignty of God's plan. He is not reckless. He is rooted. His calm confronts the disciples' fear and invites them into deeper faith. Storms will come in our lives. Some may come suddenly. Some may feel overwhelming. But if Jesus is in our boat, we need not fear. His presence is our peace. In John 19, verses 10 to 11, Jesus stands before Pontius Pilate. He is bruised, beaten, and bound. Pilate is frustrated that Jesus won't defend himself.
Do you not know that I have authority to release you and authority to crucify you?
You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above.
See how calmly Jesus responds at a trial in which his life is on the line. This is contentment rooted in sovereignty. Jesus is not scrambling to escape. He is not intimidated by worldly power. He knows who holds ultimate authority. His security does not come from his circumstances, but from his relationship with the Father. In the face of injustice and the threat of death, Jesus remains composed. He is not striving to control the situation. He is surrendered to the one who controls all things. So often our discontent comes from a desire to grasp for control. We are anxious because we forget who is really in charge. Jesus models a different way. He shows us rest is possible even when the world is unjust, when we trust the Father. Perhaps the most moving picture of Jesus' contentment in suffering is found in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Luke 22:42, Jesus prays,
Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
This is not passive resignation. This is active surrender. Jesus is fully aware of the suffering to come. He feels the weight of it. He prays with such intensity that his sweat falls like drops of blood. And yet, he yields. His contentment here is not the absence of anguish. It is the presence of alignment. He aligns his will with the Father's and finds strength to face the cross. Gethsemane teaches us that contentment is not always cheerful. Sometimes it looks like trembling trust. Sometimes it looks like tears that say, "Even so, I trust you." When we face suffering, we do not need to pretend it doesn't hurt. But we can draw near to Jesus, who shows us how to walk through it with honest surrender and courageous peace. Long before Jesus calmed storms or endured suffering, the prophet Isaiah spoke of the one who would come and bring lasting peace. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, we read these words.
"For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Jesus is the fulfillment of this prophecy. As the Prince of Peace, he embodies more than tranquility. He brings wholeness, restoration, and the reconciling love of God. His contentment flows from his identity as the one who ushers in God's kingdom of peace, not through domination but through surrender, not with violence but with love. Even when the world around him raged with chaos, division, and injustice, Jesus stood as a calm center, radiating the peace that only heaven can give. He did not grasp for power. He served. He did not retaliate. He forgave. He did not panic. He prayed. In doing so, he showed us what the peace of God looks like in a human life and what it can look like in ours. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus retreats often to pray. He rises early. He withdraws to lonely places. He communes with the Father. This rhythm of relationship is the wellspring of his peace. Jesus doesn't draw contentment from applause, outcomes, or achievements. He draws it from intimacy with God. In John 5, verse 19, Jesus says,
"The Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing."
His contentment flows from dependence. He knows the Father's will is good, wise, and perfect. And so, even when the path leads through storms, injustice, or suffering, he trusts. We too can find this peace. Contentment is not found in having everything we want, but in trusting the one who knows what we need. It is found in resting in the love of a God who never leaves us. Let's get deep, living the contentment of Christ. Anchor your identity in the Father. Jesus knew who he was. His contentment was rooted in his sonship. We too are beloved children of God. When we remember our identity is secure in Christ, we stop striving to prove ourselves. Practice the presence of God. Jesus sought solitude with the Father. We must too. Prayer is not just petition, it is communion. The more we practice God's presence, the more peace we will experience. Surrender control. Jesus was content because he trusted the Father's control. We are invited to release our grip and let God lead. True rest is found in surrender. Respond to storms with faith. When fear rises, remember Jesus asleep in the boat. He is not shaken by what shakes us. Trust his presence. Speak his peace to your storm. Embrace the cup. In Gethsemane, Jesus embraced the path before him. He did not deny his pain, but he did not resist his purpose. We are called to do the same. The contentment of Jesus was not passive or indifferent. It was powerful and intentional. It came from knowing who he was, whose he was, and why he was here. This is the contentment available to us. In Christ, we are anchored. In the Father, we are secure. In the Spirit, we are strengthened. We can sleep in storms. We can speak calmly to those in positions of power. We can surrender in gardens, because the peace of Christ is ours. Let us not chase the world's definition of peace, which depends on circumstances. Let us pursue the peace of Jesus, deep, abiding, and rooted in trust. Father, thank you for the example of Jesus, who displayed perfect peace in the midst of life's greatest storms. Teach us to anchor our souls in you. When we are tempted to grasp for control or panic in the face of chaos, remind us of our sovereignty. Let the life of Christ shape our own lives, that we may walk with steady faith and quiet trust. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.